Her first recital. Don't let the flu ruin it. Shield yourself with a quick and easy Rite Aid flu shot for just $27.99. They're covered by most insurance plans, available without an appointment, and come with a coupon book worth $100 in savings. So get your flu shot at any Rite Aid, anytime, and make sure you get that front row seat. That's the value of wellness. Quantities limited and available during pharmacy hours only. No purchase necessary for coupon book. See store for details or visit RiteAid.com/flu.
Did you know that wetlands are one of the world's most valuable places? I'm Morgan Freeman, speaking on behalf of Ducks Unlimited, the world's leader in wetlands and waterfowl conservation. Wetlands benefit everyone by filtering and cleaning our water. Wetlands trap and slow flood waters. Wetlands provide you a location for hunting, fishing, boating, and a place to enjoy nature. Help Ducks Unlimited by supporting its Wetlands for Tomorrow campaign. Ducks Unlimited. Conservation today, wetlands for tomorrow.
New reporter August Semenka tells us about some unexpected victims of that awful drought in Texas.
People who own burros will tell you their intelligence rivals, if not surpasses that of horses. But the great drought is threatening the Texas ranch and everything that goes with it. Critically valuable in their role protecting against coyotes and wild dogs, the land just can't sustain them. Jerry Finch runs an equine sanctuary.
The burros, the donkeys that people have in their pastures, there's nothing left for them to eat.
Now they're selling for $5, and animal sanctuaries are overflowing. August Skamanka, CBS News, Houston.
Apparently a case of a cop who didn't follow the law in Miami. Officials there say Officer Fausto Lopez was arrested at gunpoint by fellow officers because he was driving 120 miles an hour. He told them he was late for his off-duty job working security at a local school. No word on whether he'll be allowed to keep his day job. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
It's her first recital. Don't let the flu ruin it. Shield yourself with a quick and easy Rite Aid flu shot for just $27.99. They're covered by most insurance plans, available without an appointment, and come with a coupon book worth $100 in savings. So get your flu shot at any Rite Aid, anytime, and make sure you get that front row seat. That's the value of wellness. Quantities limited and available during pharmacy hours only. No purchase necessary for coupon book. See store for details or visit RiteAid.com/flu.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
1270, The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. Glad to have you along for this Saturday. You can email JP or myself at broadview1@live.com, or you can email JP at jpattitude.com.
jptravis@jpattitude.com. Whatever.
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 Whatever. Okay, so now the U.S. Treasury has come up with a new debt security, the first one since tips. I remember a time in life when waiters and waitresses, cosmetologists, people could get, they were called gifts. You received a gift of giving good service or something on top of, you know, goodwill, whatever, and you didn't have to report them to the government. And then all of a sudden, my little old mother, who was a waitress for 150 years, gets a knock on the door from the IRS, wants to know all of her tips that she's made, has to fill out forms and collect them, and my mama had to pay big bucks. A waitress, making a living, raising kids on tips. The only thing, I mean, she did complete high school. She didn't go to college because she became a single mom. And now all of a sudden, they were wanting her tip money, wanting to tax her tip money. That's when I got out of the business. I said, forget it. I can be no waitress and tips. You got to claim them.
Still bitter about this, aren't
you? I am bitter. And what is the new one now for me to be bitter about?
Well, you know, you've taken one kind of tips and gone to a completely different kind of tips. This is the tips that has to do with a U.S. debt security that was had to do with inflation.
It's still money you got to pay for
and
tips,
there's
right?
There's two stories that really have a lot to do with each other this week. One is that Merrill Lynch is predicting another downgrade of U.S.
I saw that.
And then the U.S. Treasury announced that they're going to come out with a new kind of security. And I think those two stories have something to do with each other.
Let me ask you something. What gives them... How can they downgrade us again? What has happened lately that now they're thinking of downgrading
us? There's three rating agencies, and only one of them downgraded us last time. And Merrill Lynch is saying that they think the other two might do it by the end of the year.
Oh, they went to lunch with someone, didn't they?
It's just you can't keep borrowing money at the rate we're borrowing money. We've pretty much already used up the new debt ceiling, gone up to the new debt ceiling, and we haven't come up to any agreements about how to cut the budget, so... Of course they're going to downgrade
us. Yeah, we haven't heard anything from the super committee.
And the U.S. Treasury, by saying they're going to come out with a new security, they're just about admitting that they're having trouble selling U.S. Treasury notes, so they need to come up with another way to market them.
And they didn't know that was going to happen.
And so now they're going to market really, 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 really long-term ones.
Not really, 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 really. You mean like 150 years?
Instead of something that's due in a year or two, they're going to like, you know, how about something that comes due in 30 years or something? I don't know.
On and on and on, isn't it?
If you don't trust the U.S. government to pay you back in 2 years, why would you give your money to them for 30 years? Huh? I don't know.
Well, I don't know what to say about that. $1.3 trillion budget deficit. Considering the sale of floating rate notes in what would be the first new security.
Oh, that's right. They're floating rate. That's
floating
right.
Rate.
I had it wrong.
Yeah.
The new security will be floating, just like floating. Those mortgages that ended up bankrupting everybody.
Right. Floating and floating on an endless sea of endless possibilities.
Can you imagine how the U.S. debt would skyrocket if the interest rates went up 5% and we had floating rate treasury notes? Yikes.
Wow, what would happen?
I don't know.
Gosh. Can anything else happen is what I'm wondering. Mm. Yes, it can. So what can we do about this?
Not much. Like Amy said, replace the president, because as long as this guy's in office and as long as Harry Reid is running the Senate.
We don't think the next president's
going to... Get rid
of Harry. Yeah, Harry.
Did I say that on air?
I heard that,
oh,
Amy.
My goodness.
Get rid of Harry.
The guy who thinks that the government sector is the one that's hurting and the private sector economy is doing great.
Right.
What
that's
an
Harry
amazing
Reid.
Comment. I about fell out of my chair when I heard him say that.
Yeah.
So he's the same guy that said, remember when he was running for office last year? He said that there were no illegal immigrants in construction in Las Vegas. And it was
just laughable.
It was the exact opposite. Las Vegas has the highest percentage of illegal immigrants in the construction industry.
What planet is he from?
I don't know.
This is just typical denial.
Mm.
That's all it is. No, it's denial. He's denying it. He doesn't want it to be true. Unbelievable.
Can you imagine if you were a construction worker out of work in Las Vegas when you heard Harry Reid say that last year? There must have been people who hit the ceiling, literally. Is he kidding me?
Obviously, he's not kidding, is he? Well, that'll be interesting to see what happens with that. Now, I wanted to talk now about the government. HPV vaccinations for boys.
What do you think of that?
Who came up with this? Not Perry.
Well, they've been pushing it on the girls, remember?
Yes, Perry.
That's why Perry
that's why
got
came
in trouble
to my mind,
because he mandated it. And there's another state that mandated it. I think it's Virginia or West Virginia.
A federal government advisory committee voted Tuesday to recommend that males ages 11 to 21 be vaccinated against the human papillomavirus, which is blamed for thousands of cases of cancer among women and men. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices said the vaccine series can be started as early as the age 9.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be mandatory?
You know, one of the cancers, the cancer that the primary one they're worried about on the boys is anal cancer, which is coming when they get HPV from gay sex. So why are we going to mandate this on all the 9-year-old
boys?
Well,
no, I don't believe it only has to do with having sex anally.
Not only, but that's how you get
That's how some of it is contracted, like HIV. It's contracted that way. But women are contracting it in a different way, a different place. It's the disease. But how can they put this? How can they do this? Can the federal government mandate this vaccine for boys?
They better not try, because look at the outcry when Perry did it in Texas.
I'll tell you what, Bachman is going to be up their butt.
Yeah, right.
She is going to be up their butt. That's they better not even try that.
Bad phrase to use right now.
Analocity. That's just crazy. I don't know where they get this stuff.
There's people who think this is a good idea to have this thing, and there's people who think it's a bad idea, but let's all agree that it's a bad idea to mandate it.
Come on, people. That's the thing. That's the difference.
Right.
It's a bad idea, and maybe it's good. Let's check it out. Let's have some studies done on it. Maybe we get some guinea pigs, and they try it. Yeah, it's good.
kids are getting your choice. So many vaccinations nowadays.
So many vaccinations.
We're overwhelming their systems.
Yes.
You know, they're way more than when you and I were young.
Well, there was enough when we were young. I mean, there were 3 or 4 days I didn't want to go to school.
Now they've added chickenpox. They've added what else?
I think typhoid,
you and I had German measles. Now they have regular measles. They have
mumps.
Mumps, yeah.
Mumps.
You and I just got mumps.
We had mumps.
Now they have vaccinations against them.
Well, you just got a vaccination recently.
And
you said it's been acting. You've had.
No, it wasn't a vaccination. It was a
Kenalog shot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was made my life a living hell.
So what's to
for
say
allergies?
That some I know.
Well, maybe they're going to mandate that everyone sneezing gets one of those that you just got, JP.
They'll never get it in me again.
What in the heck is going to happen?
It works great for some people, I guess, but.
Well, I tell you what, we need some debates, and I'm hoping for this next year when Obama comes. I'm hoping for all the debate the way it's gone now so that we can actually ask him some of these questions.
Obama?
Good idea.
Yeah.
You think you're going to get a chance to ask him a question?
It's that or lynch him. I mean, which is it going to be?
He carefully selects
I wouldn't really say
which
that.
Networks and which shows he goes on. You notice that? He will not go on Fox. He will not go to a conservative radio host. He will not.
Well, you won't catch me over on KJFK.
Well, he was with O'Reilly. He did go on O'Reilly.
That's the one exception.
I know it.
Well, I'm wondering about that. Why isn't there stations where you can have both sides? Why isn't there,
JP? Let's create it.
Why isn't there? Why can't we bring Democrats on and just...